For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
It is show number two of the Big Shot Bob podcast. This is our shoot around, our little bonus Friday show. If you ever got something you want to throw our way, please do so on whatever Twitter's called now, X. At Big Shot Bob Pod, same on Instagram, same on Facebook, and BigShotBobPod@gmail.com. I saw this, and I kind of thought of both of you guys, because I thought it was a pretty good prediction, and honestly, the one-on-ones here I thought were pretty damn awesome. Fadeaway World threw out this one this week that said, here's our predictions, early season predictions for the East and West starters for the All-Star team. For the West. Steph Curry at the one, Luka at the two, LeBron at the three, Durant at the four, and Jokic at the five. Facing the East, Maxey at the one, Donovan Mitchell at the two, Jason Tatum at the three, Giannis at the four, and Embiid at the five. It's pretty damn spot on as far as I'm concerned when you look at it. The one-on-ones here are pretty intriguing.
Yeah, the West... I agree, but the East, the Spider and Maxey are the ones. I moved Tatum to the two and put in I just lost his name. The kid from Orlando.
Banchero?
Yeah, Banchero. I put him in at the three. Yeah, he's been killing. You gotta think about it. Plus Orlando's in like what, second or third place over there?
Something like that.
Yeah. So okay. Banchero, I moved Spider out, a Maxey.
No
out.
Trey
I
Young moved... in the East either. I mean, he's playing pretty damn well.
But Banchero has been playing out his mind. He has to make All Stars this year.
If there's any Hawk that's going to make the All Star team, even as a reserve, it's going to be DeJounte Murray.
Yeah. Trey's played real well last like week.
Spider hadn't played enough games either for me because he missed like the last four or five games. He just came back versus the Lakers or something. Yeah. But yeah, I put Banchero in there.
Okay.
Hey, and Brown been killing it too, though.
Yeah, he has. So, I mean, I think you're going to see those guys.
Jalen.
Jalen.
Yeah. Well, he need, like I said, he's got to be on Tatum level with that money they're paying him. So, I mean,
You got it. You got to perform. I like the one on ones though. I mean,
oh yeah,
Tatum. If you had Tatum and LeBron, one on one.
Yeah.
I like
but
that.
You know.
I like Embiid and Jokic too, honestly, down low.
They're going to flip that. Giannis is probably going to LeBron and Giannis going to guard each other. Durant and Tatum going to guard each other.
Yeah.
But let me just say this. Steph and Luka can't guard neither one of them.
No. I don't know who you're going to throw at those guys, man. Steph Curry spot up from anywhere. So who are you going to throw at him?
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about Luka and Steph trying to guard Max and Spider. Because, you know, Luka ain't the best defender in the world. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, interesting thoughts early out, though, from Fadeaway World. Question came in from Tyler. We talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago, but I don't think we got too deep into it, but he wants to know, Rob, do you think Wemby has lived up to the expectations so far this season? At the start of the year, I would have said no, but I'm starting to buy in after the other night. For context, what he's talking about was, Wemby put up the most steals and blocks by a teenager. In an NBA game with 10. He tied Josh Smith in 2004 and Kevin Garnett in 1996.
Yeah, the blocks I would imagine, but the steals I had no idea. But yeah, I think so. I still don't think he's going to win Rookie of the Year. I think that's going to go to Chet.
By the way, props to Chet Holmgren who's playing just excellent basketball.
Yeah, and that shows you Chet was the size of Wemby. But because he was out all season, he put on some weight, it's gotten stronger, and it's understanding the game a little more. So I think I think Chet wins it. But I think, you know, you expect, and this is a, people forget, we always look at the stature of a person and say, oh, he should be this. He's still a teenager. He's still learning the game. He's going up against grown ass men who know how to use their bodies and beat and like ward them off and get shots off and stuff like that. So I'm happy with his results so far. I have no complaints.
Yeah, exceeded expectations. I mean, that Spurs team is not a good team. No. So, I mean, what you've seen from him thus far has been, I mean, amazing from the standpoint of, you know, his ability. Like, he's one of the top, you know, leaders in blocks.
Yeah.
Not just amongst rookies, but league leaders.
Yeah.
And so his ability to play defense, we've seen him, you know, be able to put the ball on the floor. You know, he done put a couple of folk on posters already.
Oh, yeah.
And he still has a lot of growth to do. Like, his ceiling is still very high.
He's got a lot of game in front of him still.
Like, it's ridiculous how much he still has to really grow. And to see where he is now as a rookie, and then to see where he's going to be. Imagine what he's going to be in year 3 and 4.
Wow. He's going to be unstoppable. That's why Pop told everybody to stop booing so he can get Kawhi to the pillow side of it.
Now, that would be intriguing. You get Kawhi Leonard, if he's healthy, alongside of Wembanyama?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
But it, you know,
I know, it, this, but it'd this, be
think
intriguing.
Think about this. Because he's here in the States now, and the way we train physically, as far as like lifting weights and stuff, he's going to get stronger. He's going to get faster, and he's going to be a nightmare for people to contend with. Think about it. That mug takes off from 3-point line and just takes one step, two steps. He's inside the paint and he's taking off. If that was me, I'd just start taking off on everybody. That's for the hell of it. I'm going to shoot 20 free throws
to the hole
game
every time.
I'm duck on everybody.
To the hole every time.
Yeah.
Watch him go. I pulled this from our friends at Bleacher Report, Bleacher Report betting. I thought it was interesting because the Ravens kicker, Justin Tucker, has not missed a field goal. He's missed one field goal this season under 50 yards. The dude is pretty much just straight money. Great kicker. So they put out, if you have $1 million to bet, you have $1 million, you got to put it down. Are you trusting Steph Curry to hit a free throw or Ravens kicker Justin Tucker to hit a 40-yard field goal?
Steph.
Who are you putting it on?
Steph. I'm going free throw with Steph.
I don't think you can really miss with either one, but I'm going to take Steph.
Yeah.
I have to lean in the direction of Steph. Just because I feel like that, and I don't know what is his, I would have to look it up. I didn't look it up. What his free throw percentage is.
He's actually not leading the league in free throw percentage.
He's
somebody
not.
Else is.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, I can't remember who it is, but someone else is leading the league in free throw percentage.
ESPN.
Someone really off the beaten path.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
What's the percentage?
94.9. And Steph is second at 93.8. And right behind him is Shea at 93.7. So those are your top three in free throw percentage. So, I mean, Steph's shooting damn almost 94% from the free throw.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking good. Mm-hmm. Justin Tucker has missed one field goal under 50 yards this year. One. So, but
he's the most accurate kicker in NFL history.
Dude, he's incredible. I mean, anything under 50 yards is money. It's just, you can just kind of hang on it. So,
since we're on the topic of kickers, why is it that every time a kicker wins a game, they carry his ass off the field? That's your fucking job. But they never give a receiver or a quarterback who does it at the end of the game of a running back. They never carry them off the field. Why do they do this to kickers, man?
Because usually with kickers, one, if a guy is kicking a game-winning field goal, it's usually going down within the last seconds of the game. I'm not saying that you don't have that with quarterbacks making last-second touchdown passes, but that doesn't happen as often as kickers knocking down kicks with a few seconds left on the clock.
That's your job.
It came down. That's it came down to the kicker.
Hey, but here's the thing. Now, if you kick one it's like time is running out, and this is your all-time best kick, like 58 yards, then you can get carried off the field. But if you kicking a 30-foot, I'm like 30-yard, I'm like, dude, that's
an extra
your
point.
Job.
Yeah, it's a freaking extra point. Who was the kicker? Okay. Who was the, was it? It was the Eagles kicker, and I can't pull his name, who kicked
Jake Elliott.
Yes, Jake Elliott, who kicked, was it like a 58-yard field goal in the rain to tie that game and send it to overtime? I mean, damn. Like,
yeah, that's something special.
And then Jalen got to walk it off in overtime. But
that's a lot of pressure, bro.
58 in the rain at home.
Let me tell you, the top of, well, December 31st of last year, Georgia versus Ohio State in the bins.
Was that a 41-yard field goal? 42.
It wasn't even that. It was that, but it kicked. The kick happened right at midnight.
Oh, I remember.
When they said it was good, that's when midnight struck.
Yep.
So it was just all the theatrics of the fact that Georgia won that game off of a field goal, and it hit at the same time New Year's, Happy New Year hit. So it was just all the theatrics. Like, well, kickers, it's just always, it comes down to the kicker a lot of times.
Yeah, but you got to make it. It's your job.
That's
it's
a lot
your
of pressure.
Job, dude. It's your job. Hey. You have one thing to do. You don't have to catch a damn ball. You don't have to block anybody. You just kick that shit.
Unless you muff a punt.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. Punters and kickers are I don't know.
Look, because you got it. The snap has to be good. The hold has to be good. Putting the ball down has to be clean.
There's a lot of things that go into it, which is why if you got to pick between a kicker and Steph, it's all on Steph. I'll take Steph. Yeah. He controls everything at the line. Yeah, you're right. A kicker. I mean, it could be a bad hold. Ray Finkel laces out. You know what I mean? That thing goes wide. Dolphins lose the Super Bowl, and Ray Finkel goes nuts. You never know. All right, question from Jason.
Had to be the funniest scene when they found out she was a man.
Finkel is Einhorn.
And they all start throwing up like she made out with everybody.
Einhorn is a man. what a brilliantly stupid movie Ace Ventura is.
I know it was.
To this day, it holds up, though, because it's so dumb and it's so funny.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you think Chicago, Rob, should have moved on from Billy Donovan instead of doubling down on him as their head coach? The Bulls have not been able to win much this season. This question came in from Jason. They kind of had Billy Donovan's back this week. So, no, we're committed to Billy. We're going to keep him here.
When I look at the Chicago team, you look at this team on paper, and then you look at your record, and you'd be like, someone's hurt. But it's the weirdest thing that these guys cannot win, and you have talent. And when it comes down to talent and you cannot win, it has to be something else. And to me, it's like if I gave you that lineup right now and told you just with, the top two guards, one of the top two guards in the league, and Caruso can play defense. And it's just like, it's to me, and I don't want anybody to lose their job. But to me, it has to be the coaching staff, man, because there's too much talent on this Bull team for them not to win.
Yeah. That team is just, as talented as they are, they're just not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after a while, when you have veterans on your squad like a Zach LaVine and a DeMar, microphone, my bad. Like Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, frustrations run high. Tempers run high, and it's time to go. Now, I don't think I'm not saying at some point in time that they won't fire Billy Donovan, because I think at some point in time they will.
Well, just if to kind of continue like this, then they're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, I think at some point in time they will definitely fire Billy Donovan, but I think at some point this trade deadline is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, but you know what's weird though? Like, you remember how good Vucevic was in Orlando?
Yep.
He gets to Chicago, and you don't ever hear him mentioned for anything. And to me, it's like, okay,
I forgot he was on the team till I just Googled their starting five.
Yeah, I was like,
oh,
trying to think
shit, that's
name.
Right.
I'm like, that's why I said Vucevic. It's like, I don't know. I don't watch. I haven't watched the Bulls game. I don't know if he's done this thing where he's, I'm not going to be a big anymore. I'm going to shoot threes because, you know, this is where the league has gone. And so I'm trying to figure out, what are you doing over there where this guy is, went from being an all-star to being a forgotten about guy.
Right. So it's, yeah, just, I mean,
that's why I say this, if this roster from head to toe, it can't be the roster, man. It has to be coming from somewhere else.
So that, I guess that's the chicken or the egg, though, right? Because we saw we saw Monty Williams get dismissed from Phoenix, go to Detroit, and Detroit is abysmal.
Yeah,
he can't.
They've lost what, like 15 straight?
I think they've lost 15. I mean, they can't buy a win.
They're too young, and you just can't keep getting all these draft picks and expecting, okay, we're gonna put this young team together and think it's gonna work out. You know, it doesn't work that way because they're still young, they're still immature, and half these guys only played 1 year of college, and they still don't know how to play. It's like, okay, I'm a top pick, I'm 1 year in college. Yeah, but you still don't have the knowledge, the IQ to play the game at a high level. You got an IQ for college, but not an IQ for the pros. Hmm.
Yeah. But that lets you know that every coaching college ball and coaching professional ball are just different. And it comes down to you being able to manage egos and being able to communicate. And this is why I always sing the praises of Phil Jackson. You know, we always talk about, well, he had the best players. Yeah, but do you know how many coaches are not able to deal with the egos of those best players?
So true. That are afraid of the best player. I know a couple of coaches now that are afraid of their best players and won't tell them when they're doing wrong. Won't point them out in video. And you got to have people on your team like Rick Bischoff, Derek Fisher, when the superstars aren't doing things. No, coach. That motherfucker ain't doing his job over there. He needs to do his fucking job. Just like everybody else, you yell at me, you better motherfucking yell at him too. But a lot of these teams, they're too scared because they say, oh, I don't want to do anything. If I'm in Detroit or a team that's cold and they're like, teammate, the superstar's not doing anything supposed to, coach, yell. You yell at that motherfucker. Well, you're going to trade me? I don't give a shit. I'm still getting paid. I'm going to be out in this cold-ass city and somewhere else. And so, you know, and that's what these guys are so afraid to point out the big dogs on the team. And that's one of the things I really loved about every team I've been on. If Dream wasn't doing his job, we called him out. If Shaq wasn't doing his job, we called him out. If Tim wasn't doing his job, we called him out. You know, it's just because you're the superstar, you still have a responsibility to this team to do everything you need to do in your human possibility to get us a win. So you call people out, and they can't do that in this day and age.
Well, I mean, I think that was the root, from what we understood, that was the root of the Shaq and Kobe thing, was Kobe was unafraid to call him out. To say, like, you need to be better, you need to be in better shape, you need to practice more, you need to get out here, you need to hustle. And Shaq was like, who the fuck are you? and that was kind of where that whole thing started, was just because Kobe wasn't afraid. Yeah. Kobe was never afraid to say, look, you need to play better, and you need to be better. And I'm going to put in the work, and if you're not, then you and I are going to have a problem. And Shaq was like, nah, man, I'm the guy. I'm the marquee here. I get to do what I want. And I don't think Kobe ever got down with that.
So true.
That was at least for our understanding of the root of that feud. This question came in from Steve. Does it bother you, Rob, at all to see stuff like Jrue Holiday in the Bucks locker room before the game, joking around with his old teammates, going in there and hanging out with them before he has to face them on the floor?
Before? He went in there before the game.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, hell no. Even me as a player, I'm like, dude, holler at me after
they were
the
in
game.
Pregame warmups.
No
sweats from what I saw in the video.
If you know, unless Jrue was going in, I don't play his old okie doke and soften him up. But no, it's like, nah, dude, don't come in here. This is our locker room. You don't come in here before the game because we have stuff on, you know, game plans on the board and all this kind of stuff. That's a big no, man. No, you know, we can talk after the game, and we don't even talk in the locker room. We meet in the hallway or on the court.
Yeah, no, he was up. No. He was in the Bucks locker room.
That was no. That's a negative. The Bucks are wrong for that. I would never let that happen.
So should somebody have stepped up and shut that down, or
the coach should have stepped up, the players should have stepped up, everybody should have stepped up. You know, I know you used to play here, but you don't belong here no more. Like, just because I'd be like, you coming on my land. You sold me the property. It's my land now. Get off my land. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Rob went straight to Stand Your Ground. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You're right, but this just falls in the line of where we are today in the league.
Yeah, everybody's buddy.
Everybody's, you know, his friends, you know, he, you know, I know he still feels close to the to the Milwaukee community. And, you know, those guys in Milwaukee still have love for him. You know, I know Giannis was a little shocked that he was traded. But, you know, it falls in line with the way the league is. They now, do I agree with it? I'm with you. No, I don't. I don't at all. Not before the game. Now, if it was after the game, after we battled and you want to go holler at them, I think it's a little more acceptable to go do that after the fact, but definitely not before.
I don't think, you know, after I left the Lakers, I played for San Antonio for 5 years. I don't think I ever set foot in the Laker locker room, and we have to pass it. I'm not going in there. That's not my home anymore. Why the hell should I go in there? You know, I barely wanted to speak to management, I spoke to my teammates because they had nothing to do with it, but don't talk to me.
Right.
It was weird because Tim from the Spurs, the Lakers wanted to present me with a jersey my first time back to the Lakers. I was like, I don't want that shit. I was like, are they retiring it? No, I don't want that shit. And he had to talk me into doing it. He said, hey, man, it's a good thing to do. You know, they're trying to say thank you for the 7 good years you had here. And Tom James was his name. Tom James. I was like, no, Tom, I want that shit. He says, please, just do it for me. And I ended up doing it because they have a picture of me and Mitch Kupchak at half court, and they gave me a jersey. I'm like, the fuck is this shit for? I'm like, they just trying to soft me up so I won't kick their ass, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't, because you do that when someone retires, and I just didn't like it. But I did it for Tom.
I just did a little ounce of homework, and he wasn't there before the game. That was pretty
good. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, and for me, like, Dame should have been like, no, dog, this is my house now. Get out.
Well... And like, even in the locker room, period, is tough. Before the games, I mean, that's kind of
Did
not.
You get lost, buddy?
It's just not the place for you to be. It's not the place for you to be when you have to hit the floor in, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And try and kick somebody's teeth in and get a win. Mm-hmm. It's just not a place for you. And I get it. These are all my old guys, my boys. I always suspect things change, man. Life moves. The life marches on, bro. You got to hop on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, one last thing here. How are you keeping up with Chris's slang?
I give it 2 thumbs
not,
down.
Not good? Not good.
Not good at
not
all.
Good. Okay. Here's why I ask. This week, the online learning platform Preply released their 2023 survey of the most commonly used slang terms that parents and teenagers are most familiar with. The survey, the report surveyed 682 parents with children between the ages of 12 and 18, and found out that only 2% of parents could keep up with their kids' slang. So I'm going to throw some of the ones that were on this list at you and see if you know. I would imagine most of these you probably know, though.
Yeah.
Because I knew a lot of these, and I am, like, way out of the loop. Obviously.
Hold on. B just said you know it. B, you got to realize I'm 20 years older than you. Of course you know them all. You still use them. I think I only use probably like 3 of these probably.
I'm in the benefit of having an 11-year-old who is just in the thick of using bad. Like everything now, when I tell her to clean her room, she goes, can I have dessert after? I go, yeah. She goes, bet. And I'm like, get the hell out of here with that. So obviously we know bet.
Yeah. Bet means count it. Yeah.
Yeah, and sus.
Suspect.
Yeah, suspect. Yeet.
I have no clue what that is.
Harp dog. Yeet.
Damn, you can use yeet in so many different ways.
I know. I'm going according to Preply's website. That's how in it. That's how with it I am.
I can use it in so many ways. If somebody makes a catch over somebody, I can say yeet. Oh, I make an amazing throw, or if I hit a nice little dance move, it can be used in so many different ways.
According to Preply, yeet would be to violently throw an object that you deem to be worthless. Yeet. That's how they define it. I've never heard it used that way.
Me,
it can be used in so many different
ways. I've heard it used a few other ways that are a little more graphic, but
that's like when people use swerve the wrong way. Like people don't like when they tip swerve and integrate it. I'm like, that's not how swerve is supposed to mean.
That's
dude.
Not what that means. Yeah, that's like
and like when to the window door, like skeet skeet skeet, and everybody yep. Skeet skeet, like hold on, you don't know what skeet mean, do you?
Wait a minute, I know you're not supposed to say that. I got a hand up. I'm aware of that one.
What else? Like all these words that be thrown in songs, and people start using. Do you really know what that means? They're like, no. Oh, what's it ain't meant to be used like that.
Yeah. What about cap?
Oh, that's cap. Lying.
Yeah,
that's a
lie. Cap's a lie. Yeah. What about bussing? Something's busting.
Good. Boy, that food was busting.
Yeah, that's good, right.
Amazing.
Yeah. I've heard it, never used it. Never used it in context. Obviously, I think you both know what drip is.
Yeah. Oh, clean. We fresh. Yeah, that boy right. Got that drip on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simp.
A simp. So technically, a simp is a man who will agree with women when it comes to anything just so he can get with them.
Yeah, I didn't know what a simp was.
Yeah, more or less, you're right. According to Preply, it was when someone does way too much for a person they like.
Yeah, but a simp is usually what they call men. So,
yeah, it's usually pinned to men. Yeah,
like, yeah, it's pinned to men because it's a man that will literally allow a woman will agree with a woman on anything and allow that woman to walk over him in order for him in order to get her to like him.
We call that something else. We just call it a female dog.
Yeah, well, that too.
That is still referred to as many times. Still out there.
Hey, so the female version of that is called what a lot of women call a pick me.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's what females. That's almost
because they're
female
trying to get
version.
A guy's attention. So it's pick me.
Right, but those words, especially pick me,
is a pick me the same thing as a thought?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, pick me is more desperate, right? No. Pick me, well, yeah, it could be though. A pick me could be dressed like a thought.
Yeah.
See, I'm with it.
I thought you picked me.
I got yeah. That's right. Turns out you did.
But pick me has been used such out of context because a woman will call another woman a pick me for agreeing with a man on anything. Like if a woman says something and that same and another woman does not back her, oh, she a pick me. No, she's not.
I have to say Atlanta and New York are probably the places where all these words probably originate because they're just and I think that's where it all happens.
I don't know. California, I would imagine there's probably a fair amount of this stuff.
You think?
Being thrown around in LA. In LA proper? Yeah. Right?
Now but you gotta remember on the streets and learn some of these words.
No.
One of the words on here was bougie, and I was like, oh, I'm not even gonna put that on the list. Rob knows what that means. He lives in bougie.
You just
city.
Y'all just call me bougie.
He lives
a second
in fucking
ago.
Bougie Central, man. Like shit.
Yeah, you are.
You just
bougie.
Call me bougie because I said Neiman Marcus.
You are.
That is a bougie response, bro. That's a bougie
person,
ass response, man. Yeah.
The average person is not going Black Friday shopping at Neiman Marcus.
My thought process was that you never shop in Neiman Marcus, but now it's a sale, you're going to shop in Neiman Marcus. That was my thought process.
So yes, I get it. The 50% off the $1,000 shirt.
It's 500.
Sure, yes. Yeah. You are very. That's a very elitist thought process.
Damn.
No, I don't think I used it right. I didn't use it right.
Oh, that's cap.
You used that right.
That you used right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. Offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.